Legendary Croatian punk band Lit3, L-E-T, and the number 3. They got a brand new record called Angela Merkel Sere, and I don't know what that means. I imagine they're only saying nice things about the German chancellor. And that track from the new LP is called Zlato. So, yes, they've been going for nearly 3 decades now, since 87. Very political, very controversial punk band from Zagreb. And before Letri, you heard Snovi, a sort of electronic techno world beat ensemble. I don't know what you'd call that, but yeah, experimental stuff. And from the 2004 record, Cyclus, that was Snovi, Kava Kava. And before that, the Bambi Molesters, unfortunately named, maybe. Maybe they regretted that name, that probably drunken joke afterwards, but nevertheless, it is the name that has followed them for decades now, and they are one of the most, one of the foremost punk band, or not punk, sorry, surf bands in the world now, and that is a track called Mala Buena. They are actually known worldwide. They have their music played in TV shows, Breaking Bad, and including apparently a Brazilian soap opera. So yeah, surf music works in a lot of ways. So they play it very classically, influences of early surf like Dick Dale. And there you go. You heard some cool stuff right there. I think it's time to check out some hip hop. Yeah, we're gonna hear the first, or allegedly the first, Croatian hip hop band from 1991. They're called Ugly Leaders, and there is on their album cover quite a unattractive looking man talking into a microphone. They're political, it seems. I don't understand the Croatian language really, but yeah, there's kind of things interspersed in English as well, not on this track, but it seems like it's definitely speaking up about the the definitely harsh times going on in Yugoslavia in the 90s. So this is kind of just near the beginning of it. From 1991, Ugly Leaders with the track Povratak na Brezuriak, featuring Freak the Ho. Yes. And, man, you just got to love early hip-hop, if only because it sounds so 90s, like it couldn't have happened anywhere else, any other time in human history. Ugly Leaders right here from a town on the coast called Rijeka, the third biggest city in northern Croatia on the Adriatic Sea. Ugly Leaders. Do you
Uspavljuju umorne. Noću je grad samo naš. Noću je grad labirint.
Thank you.
That was music by a self-described veggie funk band called OPG, which, if you translate the long form of that name, Opicena Voljo Privredzna Glazba, it means monkey agricultural music. So yeah, all the songs there about one vegetable or another. That one's about wasabi. Is wasabi a vegetable? Don't know. But yeah, also talking about couscous in that song. So yeah, they got their thing down, their veggie funk, and a whole ensemble of musicians in that group. The album's called Compost, of course. And before the Monkey Agricultural Project, you heard Izai with a piece of music definitely influenced by Balkan brass. The Balkans, huge place for brass music, of course, but doesn't seem like there's so many in Croatia. Serbia is the big powerhouse, but right next door in Serbia, it's more stringed instruments, it would seem, and more rock. But yeah, Izai with the track Nokno Kvijeke, a virtually unknown band of new music. And before that, Ugly Leaders, very, very early hip-hop from Croatia, 1991, the track Povrarak na Brežuljak. And you're going to hear something else hip-hop-ish coming up next. This is a fellow from a town called Coolerville, Croatia. I don't think that's a real place, but his name is Kool-Aid. And yeah, he's a beat maker. And on this new track of his, which came out around the turn of the last new year, he is joined by something called the Robot Orchestra. Not sure if they're real humans or just robots. But yeah, this track, Pod to Venus. So we're going into the future here. Kool-Aid, a few more tracks from Croatia to end off this wonderful extravaganza. Oh, Finishing off our Croatian extravaganza, Nemanja, little band from Pula on the coast on the Adriatic Sea. Also the hometown of my very first radio co-host, Anja Novković. So, yeah, wherever she may be, I think she's in Montreal. But, yeah, she helped introduce me to some of these bands played on the show, including the Bambi Molesters and Letri. So, yeah, that was a track called Tiha Lubav Nemanja. Before that, Kool-Aid with Pod to Venus, some hip-hop production. So yeah, end of the program here. I'd like to thank all the Croatians for doing cool stuff way over there and for continuing to do cool stuff. So much love to all humans out there. Wandering Rhythms, Nick Legacy, signing out.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Minha sereia,
rainha do mar.
Minha sereia,
rainha do mar.
Ai. Yeah.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.